Yes.
Listen to verse 18. But we all, with open face, behold in a glass, or in a mirror, we see the glory of the Lord. And we are changed to that same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of God. We sing that song often, to be like Jesus. How many wants to be like Jesus? But we often struggle from time to time with circumstances in our lives which we cannot control. Perhaps we struggle so because we do not understand the meticulous part that God has for our lives. We have victory this day. We feel defeated this day. We have victory the next day. We feel defeated the next day. We feel like that we could conquer a bear with a toothpick one day, and the next day we struggle to face a mouse that comes out of the closet. Somebody with me? We struggle because we are behind a veil, and we have a misconception that leads us, or the lack of an understanding. And we feel like that this understanding of the things that we go through, that it's just a part of life that we have to go through, that we have to experience, just simply because we're human and we're held captive in this world at this particular time. I'm going slow. I've got a message. It correlates with the last song we sung. It correlates with why you come to the altar. You struggle from day to day. There's some days you got the victory. There's some days you don't. You struggle. There's battles that you have to fight that you don't understand. And the next day you got the victory. But I want you to understand, it's not just a part of life. I have good news for you today. You are not here by mistake. And the struggles of life that you are experiencing is meant to make you stronger. One step at a time. It's meant to make you stronger one step at a time. We need to hear this message today, church. I ain't sure I can finish it in 30 minutes, so stay with me. These experiences will not kill you. Look at your neighbor and say, it ain't going to kill you. They are preparing you for the long haul. And like the athlete, as he is preparing for the marathon, they do not get in shape overnight. But through the consistencies of time, as they exercise, it breaks down muscle cells and it hurts like crazy. And then they are rejuvenated and it builds more muscle mass, and the endurance as they continue to move, listen to me, as they continue to move from one level of training to the next. We, in verse 18, we are changed in that same image from glory to glory. One step at a time. One level at a time. Steadily and gradually, it builds more endurance for our ability to meet the conditions of the competition what these athletes are striving for. The struggles in training is for endurance. And the endurance allows you to finish the race. You got to get that. You got to get that. The struggles from faith to faith, victory to victory, glory to glory. Each one of these struggles, when he said from glory to glory, it is from this victory to this victory. And in between those victories, there are struggles. But each one is preparing you to endure that you might finish the race. There are times that we become so spiritually frustrated because we do not understand the process that God's taken us through. Hear me, church. Did you hear what I had said? We become so spiritually frustrated because we do not understand the process that God is taking us through. There is times in your life that you feel like a boxer in training that has just faced and got beat to a pulp by the Incredible Hulk. There's times you feel like an astronaut that's been shot out of a cannon. Come on, somebody. You feel like a baseball player that's been left out in left field all alone. You feel like a bullfighter. Instead of facing the bull, you've got a tiger by the tail. And that ain't no bull. Do you know that if it was not for the intense training of these, just these, that I talked to you about, among other things, they would never become what they are? Did you hear what I said? Unless they went through the extent, an astronaut does not become an astronaut just because he puts the name at the end of his, he puts the title at the end of his name. But he becomes an astronaut because he goes through rigorous training and he prepares himself to get on that ship and get shot out of space. Can I tell you, church, God is preparing you, getting you ready from glory to glory that you might be able to be shot out of space. That 17th verse of 2 Corinthians 3 says, "Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage and freedom." And that word emancipation means the fact or the process. Somebody say process. The fact or the process of being set free from legal, social, or political restrictions. The fact of experiencing liberation. Literally, someone being freed from slavery. We are a slave to the things of this world until we are set free by the power and the glory of Almighty God. Because from grace to grace and glory to glory, we are made more than conquerors, more than overcomers. But it takes the struggle in our life to get us where God desires for us to be. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He said, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel. You can never get there until you experience from glory to glory. Preach good tidings unto the meek, and has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and open the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those that mourn. Can I tell you again, one more time in verse 18, listen closely to what God's trying to do. I want to get you ready to get ready for the things that's coming upon this world, and get you ready to get you ready to get out of this world when the trumpet sounds. It's my desire. But I'm here to tell you today, if we don't get more brass of Jesus Christ, you ain't going to make it in what's coming upon this world. And all of us, Paul said in verse 18, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God. Yes. It's this Word that's going to get you out of here. Amen. I said it's this Word that's going to get you out of here. As in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are consistently being transformed, into the very image in every increasing splendor. And from one degree of glory to another, can I tell you, it's coming, church, from the Lord, who is the Spirit of God, that puts these things in your life and allows you to go from glory to glory, from testimony to testimony. If you was never tested, you'd never have a testimony. As an athlete continues to train, day after day, week after week, month after month, he gazes into the mirror to see the results of his endurance and his training. Yes. Kind of like me and Brother Aaron. Yeah. Okay, Brother Aaron. He sees, please hear me, he sees the results of his training, his endurance, his dedication, his commitment, your dedication and your commitment to God. You going from glory to glory, from testimony to testimony, from test to test. You look into a mirror, not as Moses' people looked at him through a veil, but through the Spirit of God, through the Word of God. You see plumb through. There is no veil. And you see the Word of God as a testimony of your faith. As you see your spiritual growth, as you look into that mirror and you experience that strength that's coming upon you, that you're able to endure. After each training session, that athlete is able to see the effects of that which he desires. A well-groomed, physical, fit athlete has achieved the desired goal, but it does not come without months and months and years of training. It's one step at a time that he increases his image as he is transformed from the average Joe to the Charles Atlas or the Dwayne Johnson, or as most of you know, the Rock. How many like to be a spiritual rock? Do you understand that's what Jesus told Peter? He was the Petro, the small stone. Hello? Come on, somebody. You're missing it. You're missing it. You're missing a good chance to shout. You already had the preliminaries. I'm trying to tell you, God is preparing you to be the rock. Or a piece of the rock. Christ is the rock that does not roll. You understand what I'm talking about? He's preparing you to be a piece of that rock. You know why? Because when we see and look into that mirror, we see the image of Christ inside of us. We see that from glory to glory. And I'll explain that a little bit more. My point is here, church, and the point that Paul is making to the Corinthian church, it's that our desire goal should be more and more every day just to be like Jesus. It does not happen overnight, and we cannot achieve it on our own. But it's through the testing and the trials that comes our way that helps us to achieve the desired goal that we can be and will be like Him. We sometimes feel like the trials that we experience and we go through is going to be more than we can take, and it's going to crush us. It's going to destroy us. But can I tell you, the tests and the trials that He puts upon us, He said He would not allow anything come upon us that we wasn't able to take care of and handle. Can I tell you right now, between me and Jesus, there ain't nothing in this world I can't handle. Each circumstance in our life, each circumstance in our life that we face, we must be strong and strong and stronger enough to endure. And that's what He is preparing in our life. After each experience, we are able to look into that mirror and see the changes that Christ has made in our lives, and we become more and more of His image. That's what the world's looking for. I said, that's what the world's looking for. When you go to a restaurant and the waitress or waiter doesn't treat you right, do you want to look like the world or you want to look like Jesus? And as I told you before, if you want to look like the world, don't tell them where you go to church. Glory. I'm about to preach good and y'all are just sitting there. With each experience, understand what I'm saying, with each experience and trials we pass, it becomes a testimony for the glory of God. And each one, we take more and more on the image of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is from one glory to the next glory. It is that we have a stronger and stronger testimony that leads us to the desired goal that Jesus has for us. And after each testimony, we are able to look into that mirror and see the image of Jesus Christ on us and in us for His glory and His honor, that we might be a testimony to everyone that we meet, and that we exemplify a spiritual physique. But let our world know that we are moving from glory to glory through the exercise of our faith, as we have the confidence in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We move from glory to glory. Because we desire to be more like Him. Yes. Fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul said to the church there at Corinth, all these things, somebody say, all these things, is for your sake. Is for your sake. That the abundance of grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. From glory to glory. These things are for your sake. For which cause we faint not. But though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions is but for a moment, worketh for us the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It's those afflictions that we face. It takes us from glory to glory. Is anybody following me in the house? While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Does that sound like anything I've been preaching? From glory to glory. From faith to faith. You ever tried to preach to a bunch of people with reading glasses on? I mean, I got to take them off, see if I'm getting anywhere. You know what I'm saying? From faith to faith. From glory to glory. If you wonder why you're struggling the way you are, is because God's trying to get you from this place to this place. And though you're struggling now, there's coming glory. There's coming faith. Though you're struggling now, you're coming from glory. You're coming from faith. God's trying to get you somewhere. Oh, glory. I'm about ready to shout all by myself. You see, church, through this process that God takes us, as we understand, God is helping you build a spiritual body that will exemplify Jesus Christ to the world that's around you. Can I say that again? Through the process that God is taking us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, He is helping you build a spiritual body that will exemplify Jesus Christ. You see, this light in liberty is transforming you. For we are changed in the same image of Jesus Christ from glory, from one degree of glorious grace unto another. get a hold of that. When we are go through these things, we're transformed by the glory and the power of God, and from one degree of glorious grace to another, until the grace is transformed into God's glory forever and ever in your life. It is exemplified in the blessedness and the mirror image of Jesus Christ. So how much should Christians prize and improve on the privileges of God's glory? Church, can I tell you, I believe that we should not rest or be content until we have come to the knowledge of the transforming power of the gospel of Jesus Christ as we operate through the Spirit, being conformed and tempered to the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, living daily from glory to glory, from experience the plan of Jesus Christ for our lives, that we might be the overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, for the glory and the honor of our Lord and Savior. For all of us, as with unveiled face, unveiled face. You see, that even Israel right now, the Jews, they cannot see that Christ has already come to bring them salvation. Some of them can, but some, a lot of them cannot. But I fear today that there is a lot of Christians that are underneath that umbrella that still struggle because they do not understand the provision that God is putting in their lives to bring them from glory to glory.
Come on.
Continue, church. We've got to continue in the Word of God. As we continue in the Word of God and we pass this test and we pass this test and we go from this glory to this glory and from this strength to this strength, that we look into the mirror of the glory of God and we are consistently, day by day, being transformed into His very image, increasing splendor from one degree of glory to another. Can I tell you, it's the Spirit, the presence, and the power of God. And it's only through Him that we experience these things. It's going to give you to a place that you have the strength to overcome regardless of what's happening in our world. If you can't see what we're fixing to face, you probably can't see what we're facing. The conditions. When God touches me, I'd rather preach than eat.
Come on.
And I want to tell you, and I want to preach to you today and help you to understand that this is God's provision. I don't care what it is you're going through. God's not going to let it kill you. God's going to bring you through, that you have a testimony and you're going from glory to glory. And you're going to be able to tell the world around about you and those you work with and those you rub shoulders with. You're going to be able to tell them, look what Jesus done for me. It looked like an absolute catastrophe, but God come on the scene. And Jesus come on the scene. And Jesus made things right. And Jesus put it back together. Jesus brought them home. Jesus brought them to the place of repentance for the glory of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The conditions of those who enjoy and believe the gospel is much happier and content in their daily lives because they live in the liberty of Jesus Christ. For God's word proclaims where there the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Aren't you glad for the liberty that we have in this place as God's Spirit fills this place? There is no more yoke of bondage from the past, but of freedom and liberty through the glory of Jesus Christ. And that and as they live and we live in that liberty, they have the light of God's glory with the ability to look into the mirror and see God's presence and radiance in their lives. Because all true Christians see Jesus more clearly face to face, as He has shown them His glory. Moses, to see God's glory, God had to put His hand up and said, you can just see my hinder parts. Hello?
Yes.
But in 1 Corinthians 13, he says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things, and now we see through a glass darkly. Come on, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as we are known, and now abide faith, hope, and charity. These three, and the greatest is charity. It's because Jesus Christ has broke the veil in the temple through his shedding of blood and through his dying on the cross that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And now we can come boldly. I said, now we can come boldly to the throne of grace. We can touch the throne because we can go to Abba Father, and we can talk to our big brother Jesus, and he can tell us as we go from faith to faith and glory to glory, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ.
Yes, we are.
I'm almost through. All I like is finishing. The context of our scripture shows us that the glory of God was on Moses' face and had to be covered so that the children of Israel could look even at Moses in his direction. But now, because of Jesus Christ bringing his love and his grace to you, we now have the ability to go to him as our high priest. I about got ahead of myself, but I'll say it again. Feeling every ache of our infirmity, knowing that he has intervened in our situation, knowing that he has intervened in our situation, brings us to a place that we can see him face to face and experience his glory. How many's experienced God's glory in the last few days? Yeah. Experiencing the glory of God and God's glory in all of his splendor and his majesty. He holds nothing back. I said he holds nothing back. He paid the price. The only thing that's held back is when you want to hold back. Huh? The devil wants to hold you back. But God, through his Son Jesus Christ, has released. And now we can see him face to face. Through his splendor, his majesty, his holiness, we see manifested through the gospel and in our lives. It is Jesus Christ that is incarnate, for his Father God was clearly and distinctly seen in the gospels through Christ. There is no obstructions. There is no veils. And as in the case of Moses, for because of Christ, we are permitted to look into the full splendor of the divine protection through justice, goodness, and mercy of Almighty God. And his full unveiled glory is available to you and to me. The idea of this passage of Scripture is so that we are permitted to see the perfection of the glory of God shining forth through the splendor and the beauty through the gospel. Because of that, we are changed into his image and in his likeness. And that's exactly what the world needs to see today. From glory to glory, from battle to battle, from faith to faith, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Amen. Though the plan that he has for us sometimes seems to be obscured, but when revelation comes, there is times that it is uncomfortable and sometimes it's difficult to face. But I just come by to tell you today that through the endurance and the surrendering all to God's will, and sometimes that's so difficult for the flesh to accept, we are placing ourselves within the light of the gospel, and we are able to see God's glory shining on us and through us, which changes us into the likeness of that same glory. In Psalms chapter 84, David sees on that side of grace something similar when he said, "Blessed are those that dwell in the house of the Lord. They will still be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose heart is always on them, who passed through the valley of Baca, Abaca, which makes it a well, a rain, also filling the pools." And here in verse number 7, he says it again. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion's appeareth before God. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, our God is a shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Sometimes in our lives, we get to experience the loaves of bread, and in between, we sometimes get nothing but the crumbs. Somebody with me? There's times we experience the downpours, and there's other times it's barely a drizzle. But regardless, we go from glory to glory, from strength to strength, that through faith we are made more than conquerors. The psalmist David has experienced the same thing here that I've been talking about, going from one degree of strength to another, from one degree of holiness to another, until we come to full vision of Christ Himself in the glory realm. The idea of this phrase is that there is a continual increase. Somebody say continual. There is a continual increase of moral purity and holiness under the gospel until it results in the perfect glory of heaven. You see, when we get like the men of God of old, Enoch, that's what I was trying to think of. When we get to the place of Enoch, we work on this from glory to glory, strength to strength, faith to faith. And one of these days, we're going to get to the place we hear the trumpet sound and we just ain't going to be around here no more. I promise you, I'm closing. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. For that we are sufficient, for not that we are sufficient, we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is in God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. Who also have made us ministers of the New Testament, because we went from glory to glory, strength to strength, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
Yes, it does.
Verse 17 of our text, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
Stand with me all over the building today. I'm not quite through, but it'll make you feel better. You probably hear me better. I'm close, okay?
We're in no hurry.
It's in the last few words of our text that lets us know that it's only through the Spirit of God. It's only through the Spirit of God and Him alone that makes the true heart change.
Yes.
Makes the true heart change,
yes,
under the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
If it were not for His awesome Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, all of our endeavors would be in vain.
Yes.
And there would be no effects on the human heart for any changes in our lives. But through God's Spirit and His power, we can move from glory to glory. We can move from testimony to testimony, from overcomer to overcomer. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, so God created man in His own image, and the image of God created him, male and female. So in conclusion, in my last closing, with this particular scripture in mind, it helps us to capture our text today.
Yes.
Moving from glory to glory, so that we might become more and more the expressed image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we move from one experience to the next, we're moving closer and closer to His image, as we can effectively reflect in it the mirror of our lives, understanding that our submission and our surrender to Him makes each test a move closer toward His glory, exemplifying again and edifying the power and the glory of God the Father through His Son Jesus Christ. You love the Lord?
Yes.
Bow your head with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You, O God, for Your word, for Your love, Your mercy and grace. Thank You, Lord, for Your people, for Your Spirit, Your power, God, more than anything else, for coming down in this place and kissing us with Your presence and Spirit. Touch Your people. Bless, touch, and anoint them, and minister to them in Jesus' name, I pray. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a moment, no one moving around. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I give you a special invitation to slip out of your seat. He said in His word, if you confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Yes.
so I ask you, if you're out from underneath the shelter of safety of Jesus Christ, I urge you to come.
Lord, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
And accept Jesus Christ publicly as your Lord and your Savior today. Is there one? Will we wait for just a moment? Is there one? Is there one who slip up your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I just need more of Jesus.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
That's about half of you. The rest of you don't need more of Jesus. Just ask him.
Yes.
How many needs more Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
lift your other hand and say, Lord, I love you. Here am I. Take me, mold me, and make me. Help me to understand your plan that is from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. God bless you. Shake hands. Be friendly. See you tonight at 6 o'clock.